Here's a thought I'll title, Where Photography Lives. I've talked before about the short story as a medium that basically didn't exist for writers until the middle of the 19th century when the magazine business was sort of invented and became popular. Suddenly, with magazines, there was a place for short stories to appear, and so it became an important medium for writers. Well, the same sort of question could be asked about photography. Where does photography live? In 1900, it basically lived only in the imagination of a few pioneering individuals. Photography, portraits existed, but fine art photography as a personally expressive medium didn't have any place to be, and therefore it wasn't a very popular thing. In the 19-teens, we had Stieglitz and Gallery 291, but he was about the only important gallery at all. There were some others, but his was the only one that was really sort of doing something that was making an impact. It really wasn't until the middle of the 20th century when galleries started to become more frequent, and in particular book publishing improved so much, and the photo book became a big thing for us photographers, that photography as a personally expressive medium really had a place to live. Well, let's fast forward to 2021. Where does photography live today? Bookstores are struggling. Galleries are struggling, collectible photographs are difficult to sell. Where does it really live? I suppose maybe Instagram, the web, Facebook. I'm not sure this is a good thing, but it's hard to see that photography lives a healthy life anywhere else than those digital means of distribution. Thankfully, there's a few places like Lenswork and Aperture and Silver Shots and a few other specialty magazines that still publish ink, but certainly it seems like the trend is moving to digital. And as someone born in the middle of the 20th century, I find that a little uncomfortable and a little sad. But that's because I'm an old fuddy-duddy. Hopefully, there will always be a vehicle in print as long as I'm alive. But I'm not sure that's the primary home where photography lives these days.